Welcome to Too Cool for School podcast. Hi, my name is Juliette Chalifou, your favorite host, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking to two Sec 5 students from Pelevan Centerais about their prom. Hi, Evan and Rian. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
I'm so happy to be with you tonight.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about your prom with this COVID situation. So, my first question is, what does prom mean to you? Ev, do you want to go first?
I will go first. The prom don't mean a lot to me. I don't think that's a necessary thing, you know? It's just all the people I don't really talk during 5 years all together. That sounds really boring for me. So yeah.
Yeah, true.
The only thing that looks fun is to see my friends and best friend good looking and dressed and whatever.
Yeah.
But it don't mean much to me. So yeah.
Yeah, I understand your point.
Yeah.
But for me, the prom means a lot in a certain way because it's the last time we see everyone, the last time you spend with the friends in school.
Yeah.
It's the end of a new chapter. It's the end
beginning.
Of it's the beginning
yeah,
of a new chapter.
Yes.
The end of the chapter, and it's just a moment to have fun with friends and dress nice, dress and to be pretty.
That's true. Yes.
I agree. What are your expectations for prom?
My expectations were kind of high, I'm not gonna lie, because I watch a lot of American movie with teens prom and everything at special moments,
but
you know.
That's not the reality, madame.
Yeah, I know it's not the reality, but I kind of wish it was, to be honest, because it's the perfect moments, you know. But it's still a moment to have fun and to be with friends. That's still perfect, you know?
Yes, I grew up with the American movies and I wish it was reality too, so.
But how was
your
prom,
point.
Juliet?
My prom was really great, I'm not gonna lie for you, to you. And I will remember it all my life. So I hope your prom will be great
Did
too.
Did you have a high expectation?
Yes, I had a lot of high expectations because of the movies I watched during all my life.
Yeah. But I'm not like you two. I don't have really good
But I understand your point.
Like I say, it's not a big thing for me, so I don't have really good expectation. So yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about having a prom with this situation in COVID and all?
For me, that's really fine because I don't really have a big expectation from prom. So that doesn't really bother me. The only thing that bothers me is the mask and the 6 feet the distance with other people.
Oh, the social distance.
Yeah, like the picture will be looking so weird when we look at them in 10 years. That will sound so weird and that's the only thing that bothers me. But also COVID is here for a long time. So it's not unusual having mask and distance. So
Yeah, I still feel good about prom. I can understand the picture and everything.
Like, yeah.
But it will just remember us the COVID time.
Yeah, that's
like,
so special
and
weird.
It's kind of 2 years of her life that happened.
True.
So it will just remember us the COVID situation.
That will be a really special event.
Yeah, but I still think like at least we got something.
Yes,
we could have nothing, but we got something.
Yeah.
So I'm still happy with that.
At least you have one. You have a prom, not like the year before when the students didn't have one at all.
Yeah, that's true. We're lucky about that.
Yeah.
And last but not least, would you like to go with someone?
No, I don't want to go with someone because I feel like it's a time to spend with friends and just to take time to be with your friends. Because you have the time to see, like, for example, your boyfriend every other day. So I feel like it's the moment to spend with your friends.
Yes, but if you had someone, would you like to go with?
I don't think so. I feel like it's still a moment to be with your friends. I understand, like, the fact, like, it's cute and everything, but I feel like it can come, like, to take picture before and everything, to have a moment. But the prom, the moment, I feel like it's more a friend's
yeah,
moment.
I understand, because I feel that's a friend moment, but if I could this year, I will invite my girlfriend, because I know she will like fit with you and you will have fun with her, you know. So that's my point. I think that's very cute and fun.
Yeah,
be with
yeah.
your friend and your girlfriend, that's like a lot of things that make you happy together.
Yes.
So like that's a really cool thing, and I will hope that like this year we can, because of COVID, but parents can be like here before the real prom, just
yeah,
for
yes.
taking picture and whatever, but this year we can, so that's a
but
boring.
Yeah, but this year we can like take picture in a certain
yeah.
way with our parents, but like not like with everyone together.
Yeah.
Like me and my sister, before there was like 5 family together
yeah.
in a friend's house, and they were taking
that's
picture. But this year we can't.
Yeah, I understand.
Good moments.
Yeah, but we still can have picture.
But that's like a big thing
like the other years.
No.
But we have something, like we already
yeah.
say, so that's fine.
At least
yeah.
you have something.
Thank you all for listening to today's podcast. Thank you, Audriane and Nev, for coming.
That's my pleasure.
Thank you for having us. It was very nice.
Yeah, really.
In the next episode, we are having a really special guest who has everyone's hearts, the one and only Justin Bieber. If you want to hear him talking about his quarantine, join us tomorrow, because it's every day, bro.
It's every day, bro, with the Disney Channel flow. 5 million on YouTube in 6 months, never done before. Pass all the competition, man.